And give us a hearing ear and a speaking voice for our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. This first portion of Scripture which I've read and I'll be dealing with this evening, the Almighty God says, here I am, unto a people that have not been seeking Him. Here I am is the message, is the title of this message. And what God is saying here is that salvation is by grace. The Almighty God, He chose a people from before the foundation of the world. And He came to call out and to seek these people by His grace. That's why we send missionaries into the uttermost parts of the earth. It's because God, He already has a people that He has chosen for salvation. And He gets them the gospel through the means of you and I, as we risk our lives to preach the gospel unto people who may kill us, and they may do us tremendous harm. It's because of our love for God and our love for these people that He will save. This text is particularly talking about if the Jews rejected Jesus Christ. And so God, to spite them and to provoke them unto jealousy, saved and had mercy on the Gentiles. It's in Romans 11 and verse number 11. As you see, me and you, we are Gentiles that were once a far off and ignorant and blind, and we did not know the way of salvation. In the long history of Israel, ever since Abraham, the Almighty God was dealing with those Jews as a particular people. They were chosen, but not all of them were chosen unto salvation. But when they rejected the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He chose unto give salvation and to give the gospel unto the Gentiles, and we ate it up as sinners. It came preaching mercy, and because me and you had no righteousness of our own, and because we had been called by God's miraculous power, we came unto Jesus Christ for salvation. It's the scripture says in Romans 11:11. I say then,
have to share the pulpit, that's fine.
Is I say then, is from Romans 11:11, have they stumbled, that is, these Jews, that they should fall? What was the purpose of God rejecting them and hardening their heart and blinding them?
I had a little bit.
That's fine, you can translate that part.
I had a little bit. The young country and Jenny, their hacky. The ummatako wonton goga nanon amadam hacke tumpeng ngaji kisdam warani yimpe na yang danpe en gam yang danpe en nana dauli rumakpe.
It's the scripture says here, certainly not, that when salvation came unto the Jews, He rejected them because they rejected Christ Jesus, but it was still a remnant chosen, a few among the Jews, that He was still going to save. But look what the scripture says. But through their fall, who provoked them to jealousy, salvation has come unto the Gentiles. He saved us in order to provoke those Jews whom He's chosen unto jealousy. He gave us His salvation that they may see how good and gracious God is and how much fun it is to be in the gospel. The forgiveness of sins, the joy of the Holy Ghost, the contentment that my sister and I were talking about this afternoon, when all you have to have is Jesus Christ, and you have everything. Have you tasted it? Have you tasted that contentment that's in Christ? The satisfaction of soul? Have you drank of the living water that that makes sure that you never ever have to thirst again. Is he deep down in your soul, in the forgiveness of sin, in the contentment that whatever God does is right because he saved me, he loved me, and he is God, and he makes no mistakes at all? That's the gospel that came unto the Gentiles, us heathen, when me and you were not after God. I was not seeking God when God saved me. Oh, I went into the church. I thought I knew everything. I just wanted to learn a little bit more. And then God Almighty showed me that I was a sinner from head to toe, and all my works of righteousness were filthy rags. That's what we learned last night.
One day in the Walai no Choki and the human anti court may and the abo Wala Hake Ama Domida of India that a dog and they need Neto Mohake and the combination of Wala Ga Kunula.
He showed me
of India
you that there was nothing that I could do to make up with God for my sin. What I thought was that if I believe on Jesus and try the best I can, then God, he would accept me. But what God, he showed us last night from the scriptures, is that if you and I have anything to do with it, if we touch it at all, it is defiled and unprofitable, because God is holy and he demands his justice, it demands the punishment of all sin. He would have to punish me and you for the best work that we've ever done if we brought it unto God for our acceptance, because it's not perfect. But when he punished our Lord Jesus Christ, his work, it was perfect. And whoever believes on Jesus Christ alone is perfectly accepted in the sight of God. Oh, I saw justification, righteousness by faith. And I saw, as scripture says in Hebrews 7, in the book of Genesis, chapter number 45, that he, our Lord Jesus, is the surety, is the guarantee, is the guarantor, I hope that word is easy, of the covenant. He was the one made totally responsible by God to bring his people back unto him in paradise and heaven. It was all upon our Lord Jesus Christ. It was His responsibility totally and alone. And He succeeded with His blood. When God raised Him from the dead, He proved it. That's the gospel that you and I heard with power. When we were still in our sins and filled with self-righteousness and not seeking God, He saved us. He taught us the gospel and put truth inside our heart. He gave us faith and caused us to see the Son and to believe in Him. And our faith, it went from being in ourselves into Christ alone. And we were saved by the sovereign grace of God, who He sought us out, He found us, He saved us on His own. That's what the text says in Isaiah chapter 65 in verse number 1. And we are preachers of the Scriptures. Not our own ideas, but the Word of God. And we stand as oracles of the Word of God, and we simply speak what God is saying in the light of Jesus Christ with proper interpretation. This is the gift that God gives unto His people, whom He causes to be preachers and ministers of His gospel. He tells the truth unto us from the Scriptures, and then we repeat this back unto the people. Exactly as He has told it unto us from His Word. Now, point number two is this. In verse number 2 through 5, is we are still dealing with the self-righteous sinner. It's because everybody does not love this gospel. There are plenty of people, even here tonight, who are trusting in themselves and they won't let go. And God Almighty, He wants us to see what it's like to trust in yourself that you are righteous in the sight of God. What does he think about it? What does he say about it? Verse number 2-5. He says, I have stretched out my hands all day long to a rebellious people. He's talking about Israel and the Jews, but anybody that's in self-righteousness after hearing the gospel is included in this verse. Who walk in a way that is not good according unto their own faults. They are so proud. If they tell God, no, I won't trust in Jesus alone. What they tell God, even in their prayer, is, I'm better than other people. I thank God I'm not like that guy. Verse number 3. It's a people who provoke me to anger continually to my face, who sacrifice the very religious in the gardens and burn incense on altars of brick, who sit among the graves. They are dead people with dead religion, and everything that's unclean they love in the name of God. And spend the night in the tombs, who eat swine's flesh. Pig, swine. And now, if you know anything about the Jews and the worship of God, the sacrifices of God in the Old Testament, is you know that eating swine's flesh is prohibited. I'm sure that most of you here were former Muslims, and you know about eating swine's flesh in Islam. It might be even worse among the Jews, because it was actually forbidden by God at that time. But you know what God is saying? Is it represents something. It's not that the Pharisees actually ate swine physically. It's that their worship, their prayers, their thinking was such an abomination unto God that even when they went and prayed in the temple, they spoke about themselves. If you look at verse number 5, please. This opens it up. Here's what's wrong. Who said? Keep unto yourself and do not come near me, for I am holier than you. These are, God says, a smoke in my nostrils, a fire of agitation that burns in my nose all the day. I hate it that they worship me this way. You can mark it down. The Almighty God hates self-righteous, proud religion. It's the book of Luke, please, in chapter number 18, is an illustration. I'm going to read verse number 9 through 11. Yes, sir.
Sorry, Luca, Sura, Sapo, Joetati, Aya, Joetati.
The scripture says that also he spoke this parable to some, look what it says, who trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and then what did that make them do? They despised others. That's always the way of self-righteous, proud religion. It looks down on other people because I think, we think that we're so much better than everyone else, and that's why God will hear us in prayer.
Yeah.
If you really want a blessing, it's not just Christ, it's you. That is self-righteous
proudness.
That is the very essence of hating God and your neighbor.
Verse
number 10 and 11 explains it. It's the two men went up into the temple to pray. It's the one a Pharisee and the other a thief, a tax collector. There's a man who stole from his own people. A traitor. And then verse 11 says, the Pharisee stood thus and prayed toward himself. He pointed at himself as he prayed unto God, as if God Almighty is going to give him something because of how good he is. How hard he's been trying, how much he's been doing, how much he's been sacrificing, how much he's been giving, how many people he has helped. Look what he says. He said, God, I thank you that I am not like other men.
Who are you like?
And so where did you come from?
Did you come down from heaven? In my Bible, only one man actually came down from the sky, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ.
There's only one man who obeyed God's
authority.
There's only one man who God accepts. And on that basis, me and you are accepted alone. Through that one man, Jesus Christ, and his perfect sacrifice, his perfect work upon the cross. But it's not because of you and me plus Christ, it's because of Christ alone. Right? Yes? But this man said, I thank you, I'm not like other men, extortioners and unjust, adulterers.
Or
even like this. Even like this Muslim. Even like this non-Christian that is in his sin as a homosexual. Isn't that the truth? I'm from San Francisco. And the brethren I know, like myself, hate homosexuality. But if I don't go preach unto them in love of a hypocrite, and I'm doing exactly what those Jews did who said, stand over by yourself, I'm holier than thou. What he said is, if me and you don't love people with the truth of the gospel, if we don't actually love people whose sins we hate, we are self-righteous and he will have nothing to do with us. You find me a sinner on planet Earth. He is no worse than me and you. Just because he sins like this and I sin like that. Oh, the gospel.
Amen. How about this?
It's for Gentiles just like me and you. It's for Jews. It's for Muslims. It's for anybody that will give up their pride, their self-righteousness, and trust in Christ Jesus and love the people.
Yes, sir.
Yes. You show me a sinner anywhere on this planet, and I want to go preach Christ to him in love. So help me God. He's no worse than me and you when God, He drug us out of the pit. He reached His holy hand into the toilet and He brought us out. He forgave us. He made us accepted in the
beloved.
That's the gospel. And He makes us love hypocrites and homosexuals and transvestites and racists and anybody else that can be found on planet Earth, because I have a mandate from God who loved me.
Can
the boy are you still with me?
Okay.
Let's go back into Isaiah chapter number 65, and we'll take a look at point number 3 of 4. I've only got these 4 points. It's the next one is point number 3. This point here is the wrath of God that's coming on the self-righteous. He's religious, but God hates it. And He will punish. Verse number 6 and 7, Isaiah chapter
65.
Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but I will repay, even a repay into their bosom, because their soul so self-righteous, so hateful and proud, in the name of Jesus.
I am the Elias.
You gotta repent. Your iniquities, that's all of our self-righteous worship, and the iniquities of your fathers together, that's the generations of pride, says the Lord, who have burned incense on the mountains, yet they worship and blaspheme me on the hills. Therefore, I will measure their former work. I will pay them back into their bosom. What a picture. He says that what people are doing in the name of God is so, it is so angering Him that He is going to pay them back according unto their worship. These people, my brothers, my sisters, are not out in the whorehouse. These people are in the church house. But they think that they're better than the whores. And God is saying, I'm going to punish you for everything you've ever done in the name of God, because I hate your hand on it. It's the Pharisee. He stood thus and prayed towards himself, Lord, I thank you, I'm not like, I don't do this, I don't do that, I say so much. And God says, I'll punish you for everything you've done in your life.
Mm.
Amen. Hallelujah. He ought to punish. He surely will. And if we don't turn, we're crazy. If I don't approach God like old Charles Spurgeon would always say, absolutely nothing in my hands I bring, but simply unto the cross I cling, I'm going to hell when I die. Stay away from proud religion. It's a unity conference, right? And so our unity is Christ is everything and we are nobody. That's sweet fellowship, brother. Nobody trying to be anything in the eyes of men. You just want to give glory unto Jesus Christ. That's worship. That's brotherhood. That's love towards each other. And here's my last point. Point number four. It's in verse number 8. You're still with me? You can hear me? Alright. It's making more sense. I was not at my best last night, and I prayed, and I felt more comfortable, and I want to break the gospel down and preach it to you in the power of the Word and the Spirit, and not myself. Verse number 8 is the last word, and it's a word of mercy and compassion. Thus says the Lord, in the midst of all of this wrath on the self-righteous, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, do not destroy it, for a blessing is in it, so I will do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. What a word of mercy. The Almighty God says, in the midst of my wrath, I'll remember mercy. That's why me and you are not destroyed. He looked at us and said, because of Jesus Christ and His precious blood. He looked and said, I have loved these people with an everlasting love. I chose them and I'm going to spare them and I'm not going to take them down into destruction, but I'm going to lift them up by the truth and the teaching of the gospel. I will give these people my salvation. I'm as worthy as hell as you. And that's our gift. And I obtain mercy
just like you free of charge. Now can you agree with me? It was all because of God.
On jadi tu mohon jadi anda ucapkan
jika
anda.
I'm going to wrap up.
Ni kimina yang buat kita ini.
Probably most of you. In your
life. There is what more.
Are the only person who knows God in Jesus Christ.
And who in him behind the anta elang Yesu
Almasih. And so why you?
Anna.
And so why you?
No nima.
But God, who is rich in mercy.
Amma Anna jo yite irumen.
That's why he saved you.
And what does it mean?
That's why he taught us the gospel.
And what you're taking me and how about
that? That's why he spared us and pulled us out of our sins.
And what you're taking me and or for by and or wicked and hacking.
Our religion was disgusting and he pitied us.
Dina men not on a patrol.
With his own blood.
A maatika means on the
done in Christ. With his grace. He taught us the gospel.
Or anything and how about
it? With his spirit, he called us home. And he is going to keep us until the end. He will never lose.
Or
even one person. That's trusting in Jesus Christ. His blood was shed for you. It paid for all your sins. By faith, you're righteous with God. And by faith, you and me are going to bear the fruit of love unto these people all around us. Because there's only one thing that we're going to do with our lives.
It's
bring them to Jesus Christ and to show them how great he is. Amen.
Allah
Hallelujah.
Amen.